Tanya for the second day of Elul, Beis Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Yud, Igeres HaKedesh 10, on page 444, a third of the way down on the page, at the period. The Alter Rebbe is saying that when a person failed to do a mitzvah, he failed to bring down the amount of godliness that he could have brought down had he applied himself and had he kept all the mitzvahs. So the lack of godliness, that absence, can be made up only through reaching to a higher light, an infinite light, that is greater than that which other mitzvahs reach to. And because the finite godliness is lacking, the infinite light can make up for it and fill in the blank spots and the holes that were created through his failure to do a mitzvah or through the sin. Now, tshuva is primarily in the heart, because it's through the regret from the depths of the heart that he can arouse the depth of this higher light, the infinite light, but then, in order to bring it down, that it should illuminate the worlds, the higher and lower worlds, he has to have an initiative below, literally below, in the lowest part of the world, in the action. Which means that he has to do a physical act, but at the same time, it has to reach into the infinite light. So to bring the infinite light down into the finite world, you need a combination of the most finite of things, which is action, with an infinite content, and that is the act of tzedakah, but infinite tzedakah. What is an infinite? Pirish, the word chesed, is composed of chos dalid. He has compassion for the one who doesn't have. The haynu l'dal ve'evyein the lesle megarmei klum. The dalid stands for the dal, the poor man, the man who has nothing of his own. Ve'einei nesin gvul mida l'nesinose v'hashpa'ose. And he places no limit on the amount that he will give and share. When a person does that, God then also gives of his light and his goodness on the level of higher chesed, hanikra rav chesed, hameir bebechinas ein seif bli gvul umida teicho elim esalyenu v'tachtenim. And this infinite giving, this infinite kindness, illuminates through all the worlds, the higher and the lower. Shekulam heim bebechinas dalid etzle yisbarech. Because all the worlds are poor, are impoverished relative to God. They're all needy. Because the less lehem begarmein klum. Because the worlds have nothing of their own. The kula kamei keloch shivin. By day then, saknu kol hapgomim shepogam ha'odom ba'avineis of l'mayla. And through this, a person can fix all the blemishes and all the flaws that he created through his sins above, in the higher and the lower worlds. Zeh kosuv eis tzedakah mishpat nivchar la'Hashem izevach. That the doing of tzedakah and mishpat is more precious to God than a sacrifice. Lefi shehakarbonei sein bevichina shir umidu gvul. Because as we learned earlier, the carbon, the sacrifices, all had their limits. Limits of age and so on. Masha'ein came b'tzedakah she'yuchal lefaze b'li gvul l'sakin avinesav. Whereas chesed tzedakah can be done infinitely. A person can spend and give his money infinitely in order to fix or make up for his sins. And where it says that a person who wants to be generous should not give more than a fifth of his earnings, that there is a limit to tzedakah. That applies only to the person who hasn't sinned. He doesn't need to give tzedakah to correct the sin. He's giving tzedakah for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Then, like every other mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzedakah has a limit, to give a fifth and not more. Or a person who did sin, but he already corrected the sin through suffering and through fasting. And as the Alter Rebbe said in the beginning of Igeres HaTshuva, that these days we can't fast as often as is necessary, and so that's not available to us. Is me aval mi shetzorich l'sake nafshe adayin, but the person who still needs to correct, to fix the blemishes of his soul, pshita de legoda refuas hanefesh merefuas haguf. It is obvious. It should be obvious that the healing of the soul is not any less important than the healing of the body. She'ein kesef nechshav. And when it comes to the healing of the body, money becomes unimportant and insignificant. And everything a person has and owns, he would give in order to heal himself, in order to heal his soul, the pasuk says. And therefore, when it comes to healing the soul, then the mitzvah of tzedakah is not the issue. It is the healing of the soul that tzedakah is supposed to accomplish, and then the restriction of how much a person should give in the fulfillment of this mitzvah doesn't apply. He can give as much as is necessary until he is healed and perfect again. And this, the Alter Rebbe will say, is the meaning of the person who does tzedakah and mishpat is better than a sacrifice. What does mishpat have to do with tzedakah? So the point is that if he's giving tzedakah because it's a mitzvah, then it's not higher than the sacrifice, because then the mitzvah of tzedakah also has a limit. But when he's giving tzedakah because of mishpat, because of his tshuva, because he wants to correct what he damaged, then the mitzvah of tzedakah is infinite and the sacrifices are finite. So the mitzvah of tzedakah, so then the tzedakah is higher than the zevach, than the sacrifice. In the Hayyim Yain for the second day of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Bnei Yisrael nikru eretz chefetz. Jews are called the God's desirable land, eretz chefetz. Sheyesh b'hem kamoch feitzim yikodim, because the Jews have many precious and desirable attributes. The avas Hashem yisbarech v'yirotzeyu midisteves. They have a love of God and a fear of God and good character. Ve'ein dover dvar gili hamidis hateves toli ela b'me'eder. And the activation of these good traits, of these precious things, depends entirely on the individual stimulating them. They're all there, they just have to be aroused. Dover Boruhu Asher b'chol chelkei ha'adama. It is certain, without a doubt, that in all parts of the land, of the earth, nimtzoyim mayonis mayim chayim, that wherever you go, you can find wells of living water. V'ahevdu hurak b'kirv v'richuk. The only difference is that in certain places the water is closer to the surface, and in some places it's further from the surface. The imkain, halihakil toli b'hachifer v'keyach savlonusei umesinusei. Therefore, to bring water up to the surface in any place on the earth depends entirely on the strength of the one who is digging for the well, the well diggers, and his patience and perseverance. And since will is a higher power that dictates and rules over all the other faculties that a person has, will, the dictator, forces all the other faculties to work and function as the will dictates. So therefore it follows that the main aveda is to arouse a will to serve God. lifil velaseis hein ba'atzmei hein bezolosei. To act, bring this will to have effect on himself and on others.